A lot of adaptation going on in part of businesses with the COVID-19 taking off. And a lot of businesses have really changed. In some cases, you can't adapt. Some cases, you have to close. Studio Movie Grill has grown from one operation on Greenville Avenue to 353 screens in 10 states. We know that Dallas is a challenge. Let's check in with CEO and founder Brian Schultz to find out about the rest of the country. How are you right now?
Everyone's doing the best they can and trying to keep as much positive going as possible.
You know, I saw a plan to, you know, keep the Dallas theaters open and space out people 10 feet apart and do heavy cleaning. And then I saw the mayor move to, you know, shut down operations. What's happening around the country?
Yeah, I think it's really spotty as every local government's trying to figure out what's best for their community to contain the virus. And we want to follow whatever the CDC says. That being said, you know, we're trying to provide the best situation for all our guests and stakeholders as possible by doing deep cleaning, spreading out seating. But I would anticipate, based on the progression, that there'll be continued closings across the country. And everyone can guess, but there's a period of time they're trying to flatten the curve of the spread of the virus.
You have a challenge on so many different levels. But part of it is what we've talked about with you for years, is this concept of conscious capitalism, where your employees are more than just people sort of passing through your doors on the way to some other job. What do you do about that? I know you want to take care of them, and I know that all this is going to be over, and you're going to have to get them back. How do you get the message out to your employees?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because when you're not closed, especially the hourly, low-paid hourly folks are the ones that I really worry about the most. Without being open, that's tough. We're continuing and we're prepaying everyone's health insurance. And as we're closing, we're trying to make to-go meals. Matter of fact, we're ginning up very quickly the ability to actually serve Studio Movie Grill food using our commercial kitchens to be on to go, and that should be rolling out this week. So there's ways that we can try to keep our hourlies employed. Who knows how successful or how much demand there'll be for that, but we're hoping that there is demand, and we're trying to do as much as we can to keep hours and keep people having income.
You know, one thing we're hearing a lot about, and the stock market seemed to be responding favorably too, is sort of flooding the system with money and opening up the commercial paper market and giving money to small business association, the SBA, to be doling out. Is this the kind of thing that would help you over the short run?
I think that would be tremendously helpful. We haven't seen that trickle down to Studio Movie Grill quite yet. But the truth is, things are moving at a pace of change that most leaders aren't used to. So this is, you know, in my view, when what's inside really comes out. Because when you put pressure on the example of an orange, well, the juice and the meat's already inside. So as we apply pressure, you know, what people have is their ethos really shines through. And for the Studio Movie Grill family, I can't tell you how many amazing stories of support, selflessness. You know, when we come out the other side of this, I think there's just going to be some amazing stories and some really real heroes that we're going to get to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it does call for, and so far we are seeing an amazing amount of civility. You now, as I was saying, you've grown to 10 different states, and you're coast to coast. I mean, you're Florida and Virginia and California and Arizona and Pennsylvania. It's unique to have everybody, every sector of the country, affected by this simultaneously. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this.
Yeah, I think it's a 100-year, some people are calling it a black swan economic situation. But, you know, if we really focus on what's important, maybe there's a message here that we can focus and prioritize our families, slowing down just a little bit. I'm anticipating most people will be at home and trying to limit, you know, kind of some social interaction for a period of time. and really reset what's important to this country and the world.
But there will be a time, and hopefully not far from now, where we will love to see the lights go down and escape for about an hour and a half or 2 hours with a great movie.
Yes, well, I think movies are so important, opening hearts and minds one story at a time, and that a couple hours of escape and inspiration, I think, become really valuable. And honestly, even last night, I had my family at the movie theater. We went to the last show to see I Still Believe, and you know, it was a great time, and it's really a way for our family and our broader Studio Movie Girl family and all our communities to come together. So we're doing what we can to support those in need.
All right. Well, we look forward. We'll use you for to-go orders. When are you going to start that?
We're hoping to have that up and running by the end of the week.
I think that'll be a great idea. Brian Schultz is the founder, the CEO of Studio Movie Grill. Awfully tough times. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.